Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dodla Dairy Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dodla Sunil Reddy, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning. On behalf of Dodla Dairy Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone joining us on our call today. I hope everyone had the opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on the stock exchange and on our company's website. We are proud to announce that Dodla Dairy has completed 30 years of its journey since inception in 1995. Over the past decades, we have grown the business multifold and evolved ourselves into an integrated dairy company, offering a diverse range of high-quality products under the trusted and well-recognized brand Dodla. In the last four years alone, we have nearly doubled our revenue by achieving a CAGR of 18% and have experienced an even faster growth rate in profitability. Additionally, we were able to maintain a very healthy ROC profile and improve working capital efficiencies, reflecting our focus on sustainable and value-accretive growth. I would like to take a moment to express my gratitude to our entire team, a strong leadership team, including the dedicated general managers heading each business vertical and reporting directly to the CEO of the company. They have collectively played a crucial role in this growth journey. Coming up to the current scenario, this year has been a remarkable year for us as we were able to capture multiple achievements. In FY25, we evolved from a net buyer to a net seller of SMP and butter. This strategic move was backed by enhanced procurement strength and resulting in better efficiency and control over the margin profile. We were able to maintain stability in our margins during each quarter in FY25, significantly minimizing the seasonal effects that used to impact our margins. On top of a stable, healthy margin profile, we were also able to deliver a healthy year-on-year growth in every quarter for the full year. FY25 revenue grew by 19% year-on-year and stood at 3,720 crores, and we closed the year with a PAT of 260 crores. We have started work towards expansion in Maharashtra. It is a greenfield project with a total outlay of 280 crores on the standalone project itself. Investment in this is through a combination of debt and internal accruals. The plant is expected to be ready by the end of the financial year 2027, thereby increasing our processing capacity by 10 lakh liters per day. In addition to that, we were able to add more land near the same location, resulting in a total of 61 acres of land for the dairy business and another 12 acres for the Orgafeed business. Now, coming to the quarterly performance, I'm happy to announce that Dodla Dairy has delivered a double-digit year-on-year growth for the fourth consecutive quarter in Q4 2025. Our revenues grew by 15.5% year-on-year, reaching 910 crores. In Q4, due to summer, it marks the beginning of the lean season for milk procurement perspective and higher VAP uptake. The procurement prices have been rising, and in response to that, we've also taken a price hike during the quarter, which is in line with industry trends. We have also started witnessing an increase in VAP demand towards the end of the quarter. Our value-added product sale for the quarter contributed 32% of our total revenues, and we expect this demand to continue in Q1 FY26 and to increase our VAP share. We constantly dabble between build versus buy thought process, and hence the acquisitions is an ongoing focus area for us. With a past track record of successful acquisitions, we are well placed to expand our geographical presence. Generally, milk business growth is related to the GDP growth of the country, but we at Dodla believe in outperforming the industry and delivering superior growth through strategic initiatives. The greenfield expansion in Maharashtra is set to be a major drive. Additionally, we are focused on expanding our product reach along with some additions in product portfolio in India as well as African territories. Based on these strong fundamentals, we strive towards continuing our growth momentum. With this brief, I will now hand over to the CEO of our company, Mr. B.V.K. Reddy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sunil sir. Overall, we have seen healthy performance in Q4 2025. Our Indian operations, we witnessed a growth of 11% driven by a combination of volume as well as value growth. During the quarter, we took price hike of rupees 1.19 per liter of milk on consolidated level, which is in line with overall rise in procurement cost during the quarter. The price increase is in a seasonal pattern incorporated in the nature of its business and also in line with the overall industry trend. I would like to assure you that there is no major impact in terms of margin and no concerns from the competitive point of view. Speaking about value-added products, we have started witnessing a surge in overall demand, particularly in products like curd, ice cream, flavored milk, paneer, etc. Our curd sales was 194 crores, ice cream 11 crores, flavored milk was 12 crores, and paneer 7 crores. Speaking of international business, we have delivered outstanding results in Kenya and Uganda with a revenue growth of 71% year-on-year basis, crossing the mark of 100 crores for the first time since we entered this geography. We also see some improvement in terms of margin compared to previous quarters. Orgafeed business also exceptional performance with year-on-year growth of 48% along with an improvement in the scale of in the business. We also see a decent margin expansion. Currently, we cater around 30% of our farmers with a capacity utilization still below 50%. Orgafeed is not only providing a strategic edge while maintaining a relationship with the farmers, but it is also strongly positioned to deliver a faster growth in the coming years. Our overall profitability remained in line with the previous quarters in FY 2025. Our margins were pretty much stable, as Mr. Sunil Reddy said, rightly mentioned that we were able to minimize the fluctuations resulting from seasonality trend in the business. We were able to achieve this stability by improving our procurement strength and eventually becoming the net sellers. We continue to implement this strategic and sell SMP and butter as a commodity whenever required. During the quarter, we were able to procure 16.3 lakh liters milk per day on an average. This is around 16.0 lakh liters per day the same period of the last year. The average procurement cost Q4 was around 37.36 per liter, which was around 35.81 per liter the same period of the last year. The average procurement cost in Q3 FY 2025 was 35.6 per liter. Average milk sales for the quarter was 11.7 lakh liters per day, an increase of 8.2% on year-on-year basis. Curd sales stood 383 metric tons with the year-on-year basis 6.5% growth. And lastly, the VAP sales were 284 crores with a growth of 28.2% on year-on-year basis. Overall, our focus remained intact and enhancing our procurement strength, widening our product portfolio, and expanding our distribution reach in new as well as existing markets. We aim to maintain healthy profitability by keeping our VAP sales contribution above a certain level while continuously growing our other business. With this, now I request Mr. Murali to share the financial highlights of this quarter and as well as the year. Thank you, Murali.
Thank you, Mr. B.V.K. Reddy, and a very good afternoon to all the participants on the call. I'm happy to share with you that the board has approved dividend distribution of 2 rupees per share, that is 20% of the face value. Talking about quarterly performance in Q4 FY 2025, the revenue from operations came in at 910 crores versus 787 crores in Q4 FY 2024. In the quarter, our gross margin stood at 27.2%, which is broadly in line with our full-year GP levels. Employee expenses and other expenses remained in line with the previous quarter. We reported an EBITDA of 83.5 crores as against 75.4 crores during Q4 FY 2024. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 9.2%. Our depreciation expense stood at 18.2 crores. Our finance cost for the quarter remained stable at 1 crore in Q4 FY 2025. Other income stood at 25.8 crores. This includes the provision reversal amount of 9.5 crores on the back of securing a favorable Telangana GST Commissioner appeal and also AP High Court order with respect to flavored milk classification. Balance amount primarily consists of return on investments made by the company. Our tax expense was 22.3 crores with an effective tax rate of 25%. The net profit stood at 68 crores with a margin of 7.5%. Now I am for a full year performance. Revenue grew by 19% and stood at 3,720 crores as against 3,125 crores last year. EBITDA margins saw an improvement of 100 basis points and stood at 381 crores. Net profit was at 260 crores as against 167 crores of last year. A growth of 5.59% year on year, mainly as a result of higher other income and other efficiency. We see healthy cash flow from our operations, which stood at 520 crores. Speaking of cash, our total cash and cash equivalents position as on 31st March 2025 stands at 746 crores. This includes cash and bank plus our current as well as non-current investments, as all of those are liquid in nature. With this, we conclude the presentation and open the floor for further discussions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashish Parikh from NK Investment Managers Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, two questions. Firstly, the capacity utilization you mentioned was below 50%. So can you please tell me in next 2 years how much of utilization will be reached? And this is before including Maharashtra Greenfield new project. And secondly, Africa business utilization also.
So basically the 50% capacity utilization was in the Orga feed plant, because we have just built out a new plant which had compared to our earlier plant, which was around 2,000 tons per month, we had built out a plant of 10,000 tons per month. This was keeping in view of this growth that we project to have. And that is the reason why, although it is not just almost a little more than a year of operation, we have already reached the 50% mark of capacity utilization. So we are assuming that by the time a Maharashtra plant comes into play, we will be able to utilize the older plant, and then we will need a new plant to get a capacity utilization. So that was regarding the capacity utilization of Orga feed. Regarding Dodla dairy utilization, we are doing a reasonable job. I think we will be around 70% to 75%, and that is also mostly because of we have a couple of plants which are meant to be for the seasonal fluctuations, which is when we have powder, which there's excess milk in the system and we have to convert, we will have the excess. So that is the reason why we have that. I think we will maintain these healthy capacity utilizations on the milk front also. I hope I answered your questions, Ashish.
Yeah, sir. Thank you. And second, what was the bulk sale in this quarter and yearly number also, console basis?
Basically, our bulk is predominantly only what we look at SMP, that we look at our sale of SMP, because that is the balancing that we do. I think SMP number will be...
SMP, we have done around 110 crores sale.
In the Q4?
No, total.
Total
entire year.
And Q4 was around
29 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, thanks for the opportunity and congrats for a good set of numbers considering the inflationary pressures. So just the question on milk prices. How do you see the milk prices panning out in next, let's say, 1 year? Because we have seen monsoon hitting early the South India peninsula. So with the reduction in temperature level, is there any increase in milk production leading to better procurement prices also? Question number one. And then secondly, what is the prices currently for SMP? And what would be the indicative inventory that we would be carrying as of now? Yeah, thanks.
See, first question, what you have said, early monsoon started in South India, couple of years, Shavers already we have experienced, especially in Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, even to certain extent in Maharashtra also. Price is already softening, and we have already taken one round of price reduction, and maybe we are expecting, you know, it will go for one more round also very soon.
And regarding inventory, Aniruddha, we are currently, I think, as end of March, we were holding around 160 crores of inventory of overall. I think out of which only 100 crores would be finished goods, the rest would be regular inventory, and it's a consolidated inventory of all locations put together.
Okay, okay.
And SMP price, I think BDK will answer on the SMP price.
Yeah, SMP, you know, this fourth quarter we sold roughly about, you know, 250, and butter we have sold, you know, bulk butter around 430, 435. So now SMP is around 255-260 range.
Okay. Okay. No, sure, sir. Understood. So with softening of milk procurement prices plus the price hike that we are taking, so...
yeah, so we have taken even milk selling price also in the third quarter. Selling price also we have taken up in across all the locations. So overall, you know, see that is 1 rupee 20 paisa roughly about, you know, price hike we have taken in the third quarter. And the third quarter now slightly procurement price was high, but fourth quarter now only April after May, you know, from 10th onwards, you know, prices have started already, you know, declining. So one round of, you know, procurement price we have already taken up.
Okay. Okay. No, no, sure, sir. Understood. This is very helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resha Mehta from Green Edge Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, so, you know, one, I wanted a clarification that what would be our total fat product sales for the full year FY25?
Butter, SMP and ghee. So basically, we classify fat as both butter and ghee. I think Murli will give the specific numbers of butter.
Butter, for the total year, we have sold around 202 crores. And SMP we have sold on 110 crores. That's what we have told, totaling to 312 crores of ghee business. Second is ghee, consumer ghee we have sold...
So butter and SMP is 312, right?
Yeah. Both put together 312.
Okay.
And ghee we have sold around 80 crores for the full year.
Okay, so that is roughly around... 400 crores of fat products. And what was the same number for FY24?
Okay, FY24, actually we don't have any butter and SMP sales. We have only ghee sales.
In FY24, no, we have not sold any SMP. And also butter also we have not sold much actually. But ghee sales was there. Ghee sales, you know, so only 2,500 tons per day. And that is roughly about, you know, 42 crores, 42 to 50 crores that is been sold in 24.
Okay, sir, so that means, you know, this jump in fat products, right, from 50 to roughly 400 crores, right?
That is including SMP.
Yeah. So, including fat products.
Earlier, right? You know, we used to be a net buyers SMP. So, we
Right. We had a change in inventory policy. So basically, see, while, you know, the headline numbers, you know, look great in terms of revenue growth, but if I were to just kind of look at your revenue growth after excluding these fat products, your feed business and your Africa operations, right, if I look at the core India dairy operations, I think your revenue growth is somewhere in, you know, low to mid single digits, right? So, would you say that you would be particularly concerned about this because, you know, the peers have kind of grown at a much faster rate? And has it like, you know, has this been below your expectations also? And if yes, then, you know, what were the reasons for, you know, low revenue growth in the core India dairy operations when we exclude all of this?
So, Reshma, what we say when you say core India dairy operations, we are also looking at it from a point of view of procurement to liquid milk sales, curd sales and product sales. When we look at fat, fat is adding to a part of the product sales that we have. I think we have grown on an average of the higher single-digit numbers of 6-7% in volume, even in the liquid milk and liquid curd sales that we have done. And we continue to be with that we will maintain that growth rates of volume of 10% and value addition growth that we normally do. I think a small aberration here or there of 1% or 2% will be more than compensated in the years that come forward. So we are not very much concerned about that, but we are very much more worried and focused on about our profitability margins. We will not produce, just push volume for the sake of volume. We will try to balance both. And in the balance, now we are coming to the net seller of commodity rather than becoming a buyer. And that's why you'll see that our fluctuations are also, we're trying to keep our more stable operations.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Congratulations, sir, for consistent performance. So, first is on the overall procurement growth. This year we have seen procurement growing at close to mid-single digit. So what is the expectation given that Maharashtra plant will come only in end of 27 for the next 2 years? Organically, what is the kind of procurement volume growth which we can do?
Yeah, see, this year, we have done average procurement is roughly about 17.1 lakhs in 24-25. And even in 23-24 also more or less, the same thing. But, see, 23-24, we were having third-party procurement. That third-party procurement in 24-25 totally closed. That's why you don't see much jump in 24-25 in procurement growth. But actually, own procurement growth is there already in 24-25 also. And 25-26, we are already targeting, 18 lakhs average. So that only in India and including, Africa, it is 20 lakhs. So, 17 to almost now we are forecasting 17.1 to 20 lakhs on consolidated basis.
So, Resham, also coming to your point of Maharashtra coming in 27, even before Maharashtra, what BVK was saying that we are planning on this aggressive growth. We are continuing to be progressing with procurement of our own growing, not looking at outsiders or any milk coming in, so that we have the advantage of quality and pricing. And the procurement we will keep pushing aggressively even this year, because we still have 2 powder plants of our own, and comparing the balancing, we can afford to manage even if there is a surplus in the system.
Okay, so I actually didn't got what is the growth you are expecting? Is it 10%, 12%?
We are adding 2.5 lakhs procurement. We have taken a target of console level, 2.5 lakhs we have taken a target for this 25-26. Additional volume.
It's 15%, roughly 15% of volume in procurement is what we're looking at.
Okay, understood, sir. So the second question is with respect to the overall margins, given that the procurement prices have started coming down now, while you might take one more price hike, an industry also may do so. So should one expect that margin should be slightly better off sequentially now? Because in Q1 anyways, the curd sales and the value-added product sales is slightly better.
So, Resham, will maintain the same status quo of margin profile as percentages of what we are looking in absolute number growth will continue to be as what we continue to grow. This is predominantly because although on one side we see procurement prices cooling off, again, the weather cooling and coming earlier, the value-added component in terms of the product mix will not be the same as it used to be in the previous summers. So, profitability and growth numbers will continue to be in the same tandem of the double digits that we maintain and grow in the same manner.
Understood. Clear, sir. So last question is with respect to Arga feed. In the opening comments, I heard that you supply this feed only to 30% of your overall farmer pool. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So how are you planning to scale up and why not? Because we are operating at 50% utilization. What are the bottlenecks here in terms of getting into or penetrating with more farmers?
Yeah. See, actually, the higher capacity feed plant we built only in 23-24. So actual full C product, C production capacity commenced only in 2024-2025. So already we have taken, you know, around 40%-45% capacity utilization in the first year itself. So this year we are expecting, you know, lastly, the last 2024-2025, we had done 132 crores. Now, this year, we are almost, we are expecting 200 crores. So we have taken a sizable jump in our feed sales. So see, that we have taken. But bottleneck is only to see supply and collect money, recover from the total from the farmer's bill. So that is only the bottleneck.
And also, Resham, as we've been looking at it, we have built it with a view of at least a three-year. I think it is coming down quicker than that for what we are using our the feed plant that we built out.
Yeah.
And second thing is also when we're saying Maharashtra, for example, sometimes distances also play a role in terms of pricing of a cattle feed movement. So as volumes grow in the areas where we are operating, we'll utilize this facility for our existing operators in and around our cattle feed facilities. And by the time the Maharashtra grows, we will be able to build up further capacities and utilize that.
Understood, sir. Very clear. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nihal Shah from Prudent Corporate Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So, here we can see the curd volume going up only by 6% odd, which is the biggest component in our value-added product. So why was that so in this quarter? And our procurement has reduced in second half of this financial year against the second half of last year. So was that because we are sitting on good level of inventory that we had piled up last year, or was there the high procurement cost the reason?
To the question of, yes, curd did grow by the 6%, and what we have also milk, which grew up. That's why we were saying that normally we look at it as growing at, like I kept saying earlier, that our value-added overall in the bucket normally grows by 1-2%. This time it moved up because of fat, because and the same trend will continue. It won't grow substantially overnight in terms of the consumption. Coming to the procurement, yes, we did have higher inventory and prices when they were not suitable for being higher, we were able to contain. And third, like we said, we totally cut out all the high cost of procurement, which was coming from any other third party or whichever, and improved only our procurement, and which is the way we will be going forward. And so that was the reason. And that our procurement was slightly, it is mostly, I think, controlled by us rather than a non-controllable factor, which now we are again going to be accelerating.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Mathur from Systematix Group. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to check, after a strong FY 2025, what is our outlook, or in terms of the volume value growth for the overall business and also for the key segments of VAP, milk, and Africa, if you can sort of elaborate? And what will be our plan for geographic or distribution expansion that will support this outlook? That's my first question.
Basically, what we are looking at is, I think we will continue to maintain our, you know, the CAGRs of what volume that we continue to grow as a double digit in terms of, you know, the value and the volume revenue growth that we are there. We will maintain those growth targets. Africa will not show this significant a move as we have seen this year of the growth rates being almost 60-70%, because I think the Kenya acquisition that came in, we played out well, and it has taken a significant year. But this should also maintain in line with our 15-16% growth rates is what we are considering even for the Africa business. And also when we look at Orga feed, is also we will continue to look at the same 15% growth rates that we look at. So I think we maintain those growth rates. The reason why we are saying that is that we don't want to accelerate rapidly or decelerate rapidly, is keeping in mind that we have to balance both our procurement and sales in terms of profitability and how do we take it forward. So the same standard statement that we always make, that we will maintain our growth rates in view with our CAGRs that we have been. But last year was, you know, significantly larger, but we do not expect that kind of a significant jump, but it will continue to be in the high single digits. Sorry, high double digits. Sorry, guys.
Right, sir. And just to follow up on that, what is the plan for our geographic or expansion or distribution expansion that will kind of support this? Because if you're saying that Africa will probably not continue to grow at the rate that it has grown, which means the India business has to step up significantly. So what will be the kind of expansion that will kind of support this growth?
India, we are looking at it as we will look at certain other areas of expansion, which we are looking actively in terms of more states to be added for our growth, which can also give us our growth, and we will also see how our depth works. But I think we're also doing well on the other end of our products like ghee, paneer, which we have almost doubled from last year, and we are hoping to do better. We have also been penetrating into modern trade. We have been trying to get more into online trade, regular existing markets. So with all the initiatives, and also we are doing a significant spend on brand, we are hoping that with all that, our existing market growth rates also will continue to maintain, and additional growth we get from new territories will make our going forward. Our additional territories will be more in terms of more deeper penetration into Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, where we are already operating, and maybe a few new states if they come across for us.
Sir, would you like to sort of elaborate on which new states or which new territories we are looking at right now?
We will keep looking to going forward towards the northern part of the country. We're not, but I think we will be more specific in coming couple of months as to where it will be. We will disclose that a couple of months later, but we are actively looking towards more north of the country.
Sure, sir. And finally, just a bookkeeping question, sir. If you can provide the consolidated realizations for the overall VAP and milk sales for the quarter, please.
Come again, sir. Overall, for the VAP and milk, just two segregated items, is it?
Realization.
Yeah, consolidated realizations. Yes, sir. Yes. Consolidated realizations for overall VAP and milk.
Yeah. Consolidation Q4 is 60.87. For the full year, it is 62.24.
And sir, for VAP and milk also for fourth quarter?
VAP for the fourth quarter, it will be 67.25 VAP. Milk is 56.16.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, sir. That's all from me. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Disha Giria from Ashika Institutional Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. Congratulations on a great set of results. I just had a bookkeeping question. You have mentioned in your presentation that the Africa business had contributed around 10.2% in FY 2025. What would that number be for FY 2024?
24.
We have done 24, 106,000 average sales. Sales, we have done 127,000. And in 111,000 for the entire year, 2023-2024. And 2024-2025, we are down 180,000 average.
I think the same percentage also. It would have been as a percentage, it would have been the same, Ashika.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That's
it. We added 60,000 liters last financial year because we acquired in a Kenyan plant. With that Kenyan plant, we added almost Kenya, we brought it together. 60,000 liters we added.
Okay. Great. That is it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from SiMPL. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congrats on a good set of numbers. Three questions. One is, see, when we had met you, your point was that we'll launch ghee in markets because we had a good presence earlier, and because product consistency was not there, we were not able to launch and supply the markets. Can you talk about, because on the numbers you mentioned, it's seen a significant growth. How is the profitability in that business, and how is our market share in markets where we've launched?
Market share in terms of ghee, we will be very small because after milk, ghee is the significantly large thing in the dairy pie that is there. So what we are looking at volume-wise, the percentages will be insignificantly small. But I think we have almost doubled our sale of milk, consumer sales in the presence of markets that we were from almost saying that, let's say, if it was 2 tons a day to 4.5 tons a day of sales in the markets. So the markets are now, we have not yet penetrated as deeply as we were earlier in the northern states. We are now again relaunching, so it will take some time to get there. But in the states where we are present, our presence has started to improve significantly. And I think this year you will see even more volume. I think we are expecting this volume to also become double from where we are in the past year. So that is where we will take ghee. So overall, we have to also, like we said, and you had pointed out rightly, now we want to make sure that we don't pull out of the ghee market in the long run. So that is when we will also start enhancing prices for profitability improvement as we go forward, once we create our presence felt over all the places that we want to be.
Eventually, would the profitability at ghee be better than our consolidated profitability of 9-10%, or and is it?
It should be around the same percentage or slightly less by a percentage or two because of freight or distances of travel, but it can be premiumized over a period of time. But otherwise, it will maintain the same levels of profitability.
Okay. Secondly, in Africa, so this year, we had seen some impact on margins. How do you see the scenario evolving, and where do you see the margins to stabilize? Like, would it come back to the 20% level, or should we consider a 14-15% as a sustainable margins over longer term?
So I think our margins were normally in the range of that 15-16%, and 20% will be an aberration once in a while. I think BVK will answer the rest regarding where, why the margins of the last year were and where they will be as we go forward.
Yeah, last year, we have taken up a Kenya plant. So see, we were expanding our market in Kenya market, you know, because since that is a new plant. So that's why, you know, you see some margin, you know, decline in the last financial year. But this year it is going to come back 13-14% average EBITDA levels there.
Okay.
On a significant rate increase.
Yeah. And last question, and maybe I missed it and I couldn't understand it properly. You said procurement prices may go down or may remain stable while companies may increase prices. Is that right, what you mentioned, or?
No, company will not increase. Selling prices are already increased, I think, in the third quarter, fourth quarter of last year itself, we have taken price increases. Those increased prices will continue to stay. Procurement prices will come down.
But, sir, one point, the procurement prices had also gone up because there was a lot of issues at the cooperative level, and cooperatives had increased the prices for the farmers. I understand now with rains and probably things, and maybe things are better, but will the cooperative also roll back those prices on procurement?
See, basically it's a supply-demand issue for whoever it matters, and I think even cooperatives will be forced to reduce prices, because if we have too much of milk in the system, we normally reduce the prices, and a portion of it gets converted into the products, and then it will be stored and used. So based on that, so we are anticipating already early monsoons are showing signs of higher milk procurement coming in. And normally the private sector reacts a little earlier, cooperatives do follow.
Okay. Okay, sure. I'll come back.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh Jal from DV Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to ask that in the past we have done capex in Africa business, and as compared to our major competitor who has invested amount to build value added products ecosystem in India. So just wanted to know your outlook. How do you see these both the markets, Africa and domestic market, in terms of growth prospects? And also, how are you planning to deploy cash to build Dodla much more stronger brand going ahead?
So basically, when we look at it as the value add component versus the milk component that we look at it, I think the ratios of what we are at will be maintained, because it's the general consumption pie, as I keep repeating, in terms of, you know, the whole overall dairy consumption pie is in such a manner. Milk will take the lead, followed by ghee, followed by paneer, and then followed by other the host of other products that come into play. So that is where the pie will be, and we will also be investing accordingly. Like, for example, if we are investing, let's say, in milk, we also simultaneously do a proportionate investment in the curd lines that are required, and improving our product mix also in terms of ghee and other products. Coming to Africa, Africa is a great in terms of the return on capital deployed. For example, if you look at our current rates of what we are doing in terms of, we have deployed around 60 crores of capital roughly, and our returns are also close to that 40-45 crores in terms of EBITDA. It's a very highly profitable market, but a difficult market to crack, which we took the time to crack it. There also, we have a little more opportunity in our existing areas for growth. For example, in Uganda, where we are almost a significant share of the country's market, we are now looking at penetrating into pasteurized milk, which we were not there earlier. We were only doing long life milk and curd. And now we are also looking at penetrating into the other segments there to grow. So Africa will continue to grow after Kenya stabilizes, and with Uganda, a little bit of, you know, expansion of what we have as facilities. We will not look at other countries at the moment in the short term. In the short term, between Africa and Uganda and Kenya itself, we are confident of maintaining the present growth trajectories. And in India, by adding Maharashtra, which will give us a significant move towards our milk movement, and also give us new areas for market of Maharashtra for products, we will maintain the same profile approximately as the consumption patterns.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sameer Gupta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and thanks for taking my question. Sir, firstly, on the call you mentioned that almost around 350 crore of excess fat and SMP has been sold in FY25. But I don't see any impact on margins, and my understanding is that these are almost sold in spot prices with negligible margins. So unless we have benefited in terms of rising prices on this or gains on inventory, margin being stable or actually standalone gross margin has seen an increase. Just wanted you to, you know, give a clarification on this aspect.
So like I always keep saying, the excess stock or inventory always acts as a buffer. So when we have a surplus in terms of milk, maybe the commodity price of powder and milk might be lower, but the impact is that we get better benefit from lower milk procurement prices, and therefore we get a better margin. And the other way around, if there is less of milk in the system, the products do, well, I mean, the commodity have a price increase, and they will help in buffering the margin to make it stable. I think in the current year, to your point of why there's not been a substantial difference or whatever, I think we were able to manage to sell it at the right time and keep the inventory position going at the right sale. So we didn't have a significant increase in margin, neither did we lose money. We maintained our margin profile by keeping our required margin and disposing it as and when it was required. So that's the reason why we were able to maintain. If we do it early or late, sometimes we can get a benefit or loss, but we will try to maintain it at that level where when we get our required numbers of profitability, we try to dispose our inventories.
Again, a follow-up here, sir. So you're saying there is no inventory gain on this 350 crore of excess fat and SMP. Is that
no inventory gain. Neither did we have a loss also. It is almost a little break-even and a little operation.
So that would imply, sir, that your base business has actually delivered very good margin expansion if you exclude this SMP and fat. And what would be...
Yeah, maybe a half a percent of margin expansion this way, because it's overall 3,700. It's only been around 300 crores or well, if you remove the fat sales of it, it would be only 150 crores. So it is a smaller volume.
Got it, sir. Got it. Second question, sir. You mentioned price reduction. Now, I got confused. So we have not taken any price decreases at a consumer level. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, it's only the procurement price reduction, not the sales price.
And how much is the procurement price reduced by? Can you give a number?
I think we are on the rupee per liter.
So this 36.5 rupees is now 35.5, your average procurement.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Cool, sir. That's all from me. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Kiran Kumar from Green Investors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. This is a follow-up question with respect to your answer regarding the bulk sales in an earlier question. Just to repeat the numbers, the SMP sale was 29 crores in Q4 25 and the full year number was 110 crores and there was no SMP sale in the previous financial year. What would be the whole bulk sales, like including the bulk butter and ghee and SMP all taken together in this quarter, Q4 25 and whole year, and the comparables for the previous year as well to understand the revenue growth excluding the impact of bulk sales?
So I think Mudli will answer the question for you. He will break it up into total full year of what it was as a difference between bulk sales, right?
Yeah.
So Mudli will go ahead and answer.
So full year, current year butter is 202 crores, SMP is 110 crores, which is totaling to 312. This was not there in the last year. So for 312, if I add 80 crores of D-sale, total sale is 392 crores, whereas last year we have only 42 crores of D.
Okay, sir. And what would be the figures for quarter?
Figures for the quarter, current year butter is 9 crores. SMP is 29 crores. Overall put together 38 crores.
Okay, and ghee?
Ghee is basically 19 crores.
Okay, and this is similar figures for the Q4 24?
Q4 24 of is 9 crores, 9.8 is around 10 crores. Ghee.
10 crores of ghee, right? And no SMP and butter?
Only no butter and no SMP.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one at this time to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is, after the recent round of price hikes taken by most of the players, so what is the current price differential between us and the cooperatives? So has that reduced or has that remained stable?
So the price difference between cooperatives and us is still there, with the significant 15-20% higher will be the private sector. Although they have taken a price increase, it's not that it's only been maybe they've taken a price increase of 5-6%, and we are still maintaining our higher prices than them, and the gap still maintains.
Especially in Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, gap is high.
The gap between us and the cooperatives is high.
Yeah, it will be around 7-8 rupees at least.
Okay, understood. And last year also, the price differential was at similar levels?
Yeah, similar levels. It's not much. There might have been a rupee this way, that way, because of price timing of when they increased their prices to when we increased our prices. But almost similar levels were maintained.
Region difference.
Understood. Understood. The second was, now this year we have had around 300-350 crores of bulk fat sales, and one of the reasons was last year we had built up a significant amount of inventory. But when I look at your inventory this year, that has reduced sharply.
No, no, we'll maintain similar levels of inventory because the season of production happened and then we sold this inventory. Current year also will go, like we said earlier in our thing, we are moving away from being a net buyer to a net seller of powder and butter. This is done more with the view of having our own milk supplies throughout the year, and in the days to come to improve our base quality of milk, we will be able to use fresh milk more and more in terms of throughout the year and maintain product stability also without using powder or the other things required for making up of fat or SNF, which will be there. So I think we will maintain similar levels of inventory again coming in the season of this year.
Yeah, yeah. Add to that, you know, see now we have taken in more than 2 lakhs aggressive procurement target this year also. That 2 lakhs, you know, it is going to go for only for conversion of butter and SMP. The 2 lakhs, will see, milk will give you roughly about, you know, 350-400 crores top line. So, indirectly selling in the form of butter and SMP.
Got it, understood. And so, just last question, what was the curd sales amount in rupee terms this quarter?
For the quarter, is it?
Curd sale is 193 crores for the quarter.
Got it, sir. So, sir, those are my questions. I'll come back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Riya from EN Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. I'm audible?
Yeah, go ahead, Riya.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for this opportunity. Just wanted to understand on the employee's cost. Like, do we expect to see any further increase in our employee expense in FY26?
It will always maintain our growth rate. So what we maintain, I think, for the overall 5-6% increase in the cost, that will always go on a year-on-year basis for what we give as increments. But I think on an absolute number, but we are confident with the overall volume growth, as a percentage of the expense, this time it will maintain the same levels as last year.
Okay, so that answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, We will take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today on this earnings call. We appreciate your interest in Dodla Dairy. If you have any further queries, please contact SGA, our investor relation advisor. Thank you so much everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dodla Dairy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.